Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell, and we have a fantastic show lined up for you today, this Saturday, and a little bit of a surprise as well. But before we get to that, let's take a look at how we did on Friday. And you know what? Bam! What about that? A perfect day across the board. Emery Hunt coming through. Maestro coming through. Zach Attack coming through. Chip Patterson coming through. And the coach, two big plays, looking sharp there. So you know we love to see that. All right. Let's bring in the stars of the show. You know what? We have a full all-star roster with us today. First up, as always, M Squared. How we doing, sir?
Good morning, AB. Good morning, crew. Great to see everybody out there. Got the coat on still after walking chief, trying to work up a sweat early for the play that I've got today.
There we go. And I love it. You know it's a good day when Mike is working up a sweat already. Second, my man, Bob Konarski here. All right. First off, welcome to the show, everyone. Please welcome him to the Early Edge family. You know him on Twitter and Sportsline as Berg Betts. Bob, it is an absolute pleasure to have you with us, man.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. Very happy to be here for my first time. Lots of college basketball today. Not the best slate, but still happy to be here. I'm excited.
Absolutely, man. And everybody, you know, he covers multiple sports, but we are going to be hitting college basketball hard because we got so many good games, and Berg Betts is the man to do it. Next up, again, I say it every single time, Micah Roberts. I mean, look, which one do you want to fight with? Which one is more just better looking, Micah Roberts or the perfect heavenly background that he has behind him? That's always nice, even though a little bit cold. Micah, how are we doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. Great to see you. Buckets, Mikey, and Bob, welcome to the show. And I look forward to hearing your picks.
Man, I love it. And coming on a Saturday, our man, Buckets, we have got the World Cup starting on Sunday. And you know what? There is no better way to start your day than with my man, Buckets. Good to see you, sir.
Good to be here, AB. Good to see you. Welcome to the show, Berg. It's great having you on. I just got to let everybody know, I woke up this morning and I texted everyone in my family. I texted all my friends and I said, don't reach out to me for the next month. I'm not coming to your wedding. I'm not coming to your birthday. I'm doing nothing but gluing myself to the couch and taking in this World Cup starting up tomorrow.
Man, that's what I'm talking about right there, dude. And I'll say this in regards, Micah, to your backyard. Michael says it best. AB wants to go dunk on that pool hoop. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely, man. Nice job there. All right, let's get into the storylines that affect the betting lines for today. And Buckets, I'm going to start right with you, man. The World Cup, it is starting Sunday for you know, an international soccer FIFA novice like myself. Break it down. Like, how long does this last? What are we looking at? Yeah, give it to me.
So we've got about a month now of just soccer every single day as we go through all these stages of the World Cup. And it's kind of it's a very bizarre World Cup for a lot of ways. But it's bizarre because tomorrow we have only a single match between Qatar and Ecuador. The host moved that first match to be the only match of the day so that they could have all eyes on their team and really kind of build up the hype for their country. I, from a betting perspective, want to give a little bit of advice here and tell everybody, I'm excited to cash tickets with you guys all month long. We're going to go to the pay window time and time again. But my advice to everyone is stay away from this very first game. There's been 2 separate investigations now that have happened already by FIFA because there's been rumors of bribery and some corruption and just different things going on with the Qatari team. 8 different Ecuadorian players came forward and said that they were offered money to not only throw this game, but throw this game in a very specific fashion. So there's just a lot of gray area around this first game. So be careful where you put your money here. But after this game, we're ready. We're betting every single game. We're going to have a great time together at the pay window.
There we go, man. You know what? And that's great information, right? Because, yeah, I mean, that's been out there. And to stay the hell away from that game. Now, Bob, I've got to say this. You're already a legend in the chat, and I'm going to give you a good comparison as to why. So first, Sinful Saint says, AB couldn't dunk with a trampoline under that hoop. I appreciate that. Now, comparing that to this, my man, you just got called. Let me find it here from our man, Javon, as Bobby Mercer. Mark Wahlberg from Four Brothers. Look, it's always a good thing when you get compared to Mark Wahlberg. That's a sharp-looking man, and he took care of Victor Sweet there at the end. But I'm coming to you. Neutral court betting in college basketball. Break it down, man. What do you got?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, I just want to give a really quick shout-out to Larry and everybody at the Sportsline family for this opportunity, everybody that supported me on Twitter and Picket. This is absolutely incredible. I'm on cloud nine right now. But okay, storyline, neutral court betting. I was in the chat on Thursday, and a lot of people, we were talking about the Furman-Penn State game, and a lot of people thought that Penn State was playing at home at the Bryce Jordan Center. That was not the case. Especially around the holiday, you have to be careful of the neutral court games. There will be a lot of tournaments. I think there's multiple tournaments next weekend, and there's some around Christmas that will be playing at neutral court venues. Some teams might get lucky and have a home court advantage if they're in that tournament. But when you're doing your research, I want you guys to be sure to look at the location of the games, because sometimes the court may matter. Sometimes it's just a complete toss-up. So just be careful when you're doing your research.
Dude, that's great information. Great to know that. Absolutely. And also, look, man, you see, you're already a legend above me in the chat, because look, I already got it wrong. Jyree, my bad. You know, that was you first. I got to give you the credit on that one. My fault. You know what? We're saying it right here. That was on me, but we got to give the credit to you. So well done. I like that Cardinals hat too in the Abbey. That's sharp. All right, let's get to our best bets for today. But before we do, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we are back. All right. You know, we always go to our man M Squared first, and he always brings heat on Saturday mornings for the pick that exactly everyone wants, myself included. So, Mike, I'm just going to get out of your way, man. What do you got?
Yeah, you know, we have to play first quarter unders. That's kind of the thing on this Saturday show. I've got one I love that is absolutely disgusting. It's an under in the first quarter, 7.5 points. We're talking Illinois, Michigan. Going under 7.5, fading basically 2 scores in this first quarter. Now, look, you can find 9.5s out there on one book over at MGM. Take it if you can. There's not a massive difference between 9.5 and 7.5 in a first quarter in college football, but take it if that makes you feel more comfortable there. I'm not laying the extra juice at 9.5. I'm playing it at 7.5. But about the game, two great defenses here in very different emotional spots. Illinois team looking to get back on track after they potentially could have won the West in this in the Big Ten here. Now they get an opportunity to get back on track with a Michigan team that has a potential look-ahead spot with a huge matchup with Ohio State on deck, maybe not wanting to put a lot out there on film for Ohio State next week. Then, of course, we always talk about the weather. Low 20s for the temperatures here, winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, just a very uncomfortable environment in general. Both of these teams going to look to move the football on the ground. You know the drill in these first quarters. It's going to get sweaty, but we're going under 7.5.
I love it, man. I absolutely love it. And you're right. This is a good thing overall in college football. We spoke about this on Wednesday. Mike had spoke about it big that, yeah, like you've got to pay attention to these teams of who they have on deck for next week. There could be some big look aheads, Michigan, Ohio State, multiple more. All right. My man, Bob Konarski, you are up next in the two hole today hitting. You've got one play, college basketball. Bring it down.
Yeah. So one play tonight. It's going to be at 8:30. Tonight, Eastern Standard Time, I got Hofstra plus 14 going to St. Mary's. Hofstra just came. They just beat a very good San Jose team at San Jose. Hofstra, they're a little bit surprising this year. They're very efficient from the floor. They're a top 10 team in three-point percentage. They're also a top 30 team in field goals from the floor. They might get out-rebounded. You know, St. Mary's is a very tough environment to play. St. Mary's has a very good defense, very, very efficient. However, Hofstra is also a top 100 team in assists. They will pass the ball around. They will be able to get their shots. For two 4-0 teams, even though it's a hostile environment, I think 14 is way too many points. Give me Hofstra with the points.
There we go, man. There we go. All right, well done on that one. All right, Micah Roberts, my man. We always talk about you handle multiple sports at Sportsline, and you bring it on the early edge every single time, and I absolutely love it. So you have the floor. You have all the time that you need. You got three plays, three different sports. My man, break it down. What do you got?
Yeah, we're going to start with college football. This is an early game. Going to kick off pretty soon here. Connecticut at Army. And the Connecticut story is one that should be a movie already, right? They were the worst team in college football. Then they got a coach, Jim Moore, and he saved them. I mean, really, it feels like one of those things because they were, you know, right there with UMass, one of the lowest graded teams in college football last year. And they've just completely thrown that away and shown that coaching does matter and good coaching can change, make a difference, and the players can believe. And that's what they've done. They're already eligible for a bowl, 6-5, 9-2 against the spread. They've been beating the number all season. Last seven games, they have covered as well. They've won five of their last six, and I don't know why they're getting 10.5 from Army. 3-6. I know they got that great running game, 299 yards rushing per game, but there's just too many points here. I like the role that Connecticut is closing out their season with. We're going to go ahead and take plus 10.5 with them. Go to the NBA now. We've got Portland minus 4 off a lost Thursday to the Nets, but they're healthy. They had the day off. Utah, big game last night. They won against Phoenix. They're traveling. They're in Portland tonight. That's one of the reasons I'm taking this. They lost three straight before winning that game. And then we're going to go to the Mexico City game Monday night, Arizona Cardinals. They come off their best offensive performance of the season with their backup quarterback, and that's part of the reason I like them this week. I thought there was a change of a change of positivity on the team with the quarterback play. Short passes, 2.3 seconds. McCoy did an amazing job, got the ball spread around, 10 catches to Hopkins, 9 catches to Rondell Moore. It was very efficient, albeit against the Rams, who were struggling. But they match up extremely well against the Niners. They swept the Niners last season. And I know, you know, they won their last two games. McCaffrey running for TDs, passing for TDs, catching TDs. Yes, he's amazing. It's a nice new toy they got, but they're still only 5-4, right? I mean, so the Cardinals, I just see more momentum coming out of there. Then I've got the factor of, okay, so this number, I'm getting plus 8. With McCoy, Kyler Murray practiced Thursday and Friday. I don't think Murray liked watching the best offensive performance happening with his backup quarterback. And I think that sped up his hamstring healing a little bit. And I think he'll play. So we'll see the number. This number right now is like halfway in with Murray out, three quarters of the way in. So maybe you'll see a droppage of to, I don't know, maybe 5.5, 6. So you got value with that crossing over the 7 if Murray does play, which I would say is probably 60% that he is going to play. So that's it, man. That's Cardinals, Mexico City. Let's do it.
Dude, let's do it indeed. And I'll tell you what, Micah, you brought up an excellent point. It's funny how motivation can affect modern medicine and healing.
Yes.
Because you're exactly right on that one. Exactly right. All right, we got a question in the chat here real quick, and I want to answer it. Chill Will the DJ asks, do you guys do college football player props? All right, so not much, just because it's not legal in so many different states. Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to point out, yeah, it's not legal for us where a lot of the team is based here in Tennessee, so we do not have the ability to play DFS for college football anymore or bet on college player props.
Yeah, well said there. I'll tell you what, if you are interested in that, Jacob Fetner on our Wednesday college football show, he'll bring it up a little bit, but he's in Florida, and he does utilize that a lot. So find him on Twitter at Jake Fetner. And I'm telling you, he runs our model for college football, and he pays attention to that heavily. So if you're interested in that, yeah, get with him on Twitter for sure. All right, Buckets, you and Micah probably have the best hair here at Sportsline in the Early Edge. All right. Yeah. Oh, just sharp, man. Just fantastic. So Buckets, we're going to get out of your way. You got one play, soccer, my favorite style of play. Let it rip, dude.
I'm going to let it rip here, AB, because we've got one play and we're betting on a friendly, which shows you how much I'm just missing international soccer, how ready I want that back, or how much I want that back. Sorry. But jumping on the one play, we're looking at a matchup between Turkey and the Czech Republic. This is one of those games where we're just going to keep going back to the well time and time again here. Turkey have now scored in 18 games straight as an international team dating back to June of last year. They've only not scored once in the last 2 years of international soccer. They're taking on a Czech Republic side that is missing a lot of their key defenders who are still playing in the Czech Cup, so it's not their best team, but this Czech side just came off of a massive 5-0 win against Faroe Island, and Turkey is also struggling defensively here as well. They've conceded 6 in their last 3, so this game just screams both teams to score, and we're getting that at minus 110, which is great value anytime you have Turkey playing.
Dude, and at minus 110, like, you know, as a both teams to score connoisseur like yourself, you never get minus 110. You usually got to pay heavy juice.
I mean, remember what you did to the MLS there, AB. We had it at minus 120 for like a week, and then it was minus 200 the rest of the season.
They shut that down. The book stopped letting us do that one. Look, dude, Konarski, I've got to say, this is how well of a job that you're doing. First off, I've said it forever. The Early Edge crew is the best in sports betting, and they are killing it in the chat as always. But my dude, you have already gotten 2 nicknames. Usually it takes a minute. You already got the Bobby Mercer, but our man Aaron came through, Bobby Lochnarski. Dude, well done on that one. I love that nickname, and well done there. Yeah, dude, it's fantastic. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a look at the recap here. And it is glorious. Emory Hunt from Friday's show is on Florida minus 18, St. Thomas minus 4.5, Jackson State, Alcorn State over 43.5. M squared, he is on Illinois, Michigan, first quarter under 7.5. Micah Roberts is on UConn plus 10.5. In the NBA, the Blazers minus 4, and the NFL, the Cardinals plus 8. Chip Patterson from Friday's show is on Louisville minus 4, Oklahoma State plus 7.5, Boise State, Wyoming under 44, and UAB plus 15. Our man Berg Betts, Bob Konarski, Bobby Lochnarski here is on a college basketball Hofstra plus 14. Buckets is on Turkey, the Czech Republic, both teams to score at minus 110. And I am on Tennessee second half team total over 20.5 tonight on the road against South Carolina. But you know, we wouldn't leave you hanging. So many more college football picks that we have from our Wednesday college football preview show. Micah Roberts, Liberty -9.5, Illinois, Michigan under 42, TCU -2.5, TCU Baylor over 57.5, Arkansas +2.5, USC, UCLA over 75.5, Georgia, Kentucky under 49.5, Oregon -3, Utah, Oregon over 61.5. Tom Fernelli is on Washington first half -18.5, Ohio State first half -14.5, Kansas State, West Virginia under 54.5, and Louisville -4. Chip Patterson, Georgia -22.5, Michigan State -10.5, Oklahoma State +7.5, Louisville -4, Utah, Oregon over 61.5, Boise State, Wyoming under 44.5, UAB +14.5. And our man Jake Fetner, the Fet show himself, UConn +10, UTSA team total over 36.5, Tennessee first half -11.5, Washington -31, and Boston College +21. And I'm going to go get a lozenge to help my throat there from reading all that. And you probably want to do something for ears, because who wants to hear me speak all that much? Now, as we end it, our man, Lochnarski, what'd you think, dude? First show. You did great.
Man, this was, again, surreal. Thank you to everybody for doing this. And, you know, I've been in the chat before when I was just a fan, and now to be doing this is pretty awesome. Shout out to all my friends, especially Aaron, who said that about me. So hopefully cash is for all of us.
Dude, I love it, man. Absolutely. And like I said, you did a great job. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the family. And we can't wait to see you again. So we'll be live Sunday, normal time, 10 a.m. Eastern, breaking down everything for the NFL Week 11. So join us then. But until then, everybody, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets. You know what? Go ahead and see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.